Bonjour, John.
Hola, Aurora.
Ça va?
Estoy muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Très bien, merci. I would like to welcome everyone to our new adventure exploring the language, looking at expressions in French, translating them to Spanish, and then comparing them with English. So let's have fun together.
Excelente. Vamos. Let's go.
So, like, we are looking at a few expressions that we really like, and one of the first expressions that we have in the French language that I really like is revenons à nos moutons, which translates to let's get back to our sheep.
Okay, interesante. And what is the equivalent expression in English?
In English, it translates to let's get back to the subject.
Sounds very interesting. You know, in Spanish, we have volviendo al tema, which literally means returning to the topic. But we also have a more colloquial expression. We say ir al grano. Ir al grano means to go to the kernel, like a corn kernel.
Très intéressant.
Si.
Voyons voir. That translates to let's see. Voyons voir. Other expression, another one that I really like, is quand les poules auront des dents, which translates to when hens will have teeth.
Wow, I can't imagine that.
In English, we say when pig fly. I can't imagine that either.
Y en español, in Spanish, we say cuando las ranas críen pelo. Cuando las ranas críen pelo. That means when frogs grow hair.
Now, I don't know which one is the most unimaginable, because that's really what we want to say, something that we can't even think will happen. Now, I don't know if... Do you think hens will ever grow teeth?
Nunca. I don't think so. I think that will ever happen.
What about frogs growing hair?
I doubt it. Lo dudo.
I have never seen a pig fly, for sure.
Cierto.
Do you like one of our expressions? Would you like to pick one?
Well, one that I really like was the one that says andarse por las ramas. Andarse por las ramas literally means to walk on the branches. But the English equivalent would be to beat around the bush. What about in French?
En français, on dit, in French, we say... tourner autour du pot, which translates to spin around the pot.
Okay, interesante. That sounds very interesting.
Oui, alors on parle d'un pot, we speak of a pot, or a bush, to beat around the bush, or branches. Interesting. But we mean the same thing. That's the most amazing part.
Exactamente.
It's true that when I say tourner autour du pot in French, I absolutely feel the same thing that I feel when I say to beat around the bush.
That's right. You know, language is so interesting because it's not rigid, it's very fluid. And I can't wait to explore other expressions in our next episode here with Aurora and with John.
Super! Alors, on y va? Let's
Listo.
Go!
Listo! Vamos!
A la prochaine!
Hasta la próxima!
See you next time!